Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brittany. May I please have the zip code on the account you're calling in about?
Zip code 61822.
Thank you. Your first and last name?
Genevieve Kotteman, K-O-T-T-E-M-A-N-N.
Thank you. Can you verify your address, please?
2101 Woodland, Glen Lane, Champaign, Illinois, 61822.
Thank you. So locate an account for a daily plate, which is an app on your phone that provides recipes based on low carbs. How can I assist you today?
Wait a minute. You're speaking too fast. I do not understand a word you're saying. So slow down and tell me again, what is this all about?
I don't know what this is.
I'm seeing two charges on my charge card for $59.89 made out for a Fine Balance Health. What is that? I don't have any memory of ever asking for anything like this. What is this?
It's an app on your phone that provides recipes based on low carbs. Did you do a survey for Amazon, Costco, Walmart, CVS, or Walgreens?
I don't have any idea, but I'm not doing any more surveys for anybody. I don't give any permission to charge me automatically for something I have no idea about, to sneak in some charge.
All right.
So I want those charges removed from my charge account.
Did you do a survey for, a sweepstake for an iPhone 12, a Dyson vacuum cleaner, or iPad Pro?
What are you saying? You're going to have to talk a little slower and enunciate a little better. I'm not hearing what you're saying.
Did you do a sweepstake for an iPhone 12, a Dyson vacuum cleaner, or an iPad Pro?
No. I know I did not do that.
So I can go ahead and get you sent over to the fraud department, and they can see who used your card fraudulently. All right, please hold.
Okay.
All right, ma'am, thank you for holding. So I have someone from the fraud department that is able to speak with you. Please hold. And again, thank you for calling customer care. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Thank you.